This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two this Thursday. It's not just any Thursday. It's a rehearsal. Rehearsal for Thanksgiving next Thursday. We got the Traegers all fired up. And since we won't be doing our show on Thanksgiving, I wanted to make sure that I said thanks by giving back to the Danettes. And that's what we had today. This is great. You have great food, great friends, and no in-laws to deal with. This is a Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving is what this is today. And in case you're wondering what's on the Traeger today, spatchcock smoked turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing, mac and cheese, German spatzel, cranberry sauce, pecan pie or pecan pie, and blueberry pie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
And the backroom guys brought in a dish. I asked them if they would contribute. And Mario brought in the mac and cheese, picture day Ray, the German spatzel. Dylan brought in the stuffing. Our cameraman Weeks, the green bean casserole, and Tyler brought in the mashed potatoes. Yes, Marvin?
I have an in-law question. All right, so my in-laws are divorced. Okay. What do I do when they're together and it's just so awkward?
Maybe get out of the way? Maybe move to another room?
So I move to another room and they just...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, whose house is it at?
Mine.
Tell them to stop arguing then.
Well, sometimes it won't even be... Art, like, somebody would just say, hey, Joe, can you move this? Oh, Michelle, what?
Oh.
This happened when we moved. Okay. We moved into our condo, and it was me and them. And I said, Jillian, don't ever leave me with those two by myself ever again. Okay. I like them separately. Okay. Together, it's just awkward.
Mm. Todd?
I just rip the band-aid up and go, how do we get you crazy kids back together? Come on, let's bygones be bygones.
Huh? Yeah, Paulie.
Alternate years on the invite. One, the guy comes this year, the woman is allowed there next year, and you alternate, and they get it to go somewhere else.
Mm.
Make it even more awkward.
Mm.
Like, oh, what are you doing this year? Oh, well, my mother-in-law is coming over, so what about me? Oh, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Well, maybe just ask them. Would it be better for everybody that if we came in alternate years? I just put the question to them.
I pose that question.
Yeah.
It's a poll question.
Well, have your wife pose the question.
Yeah.
I would distance myself. Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, it's tricky. But I think you could send the missus in there and be like, hey, get your parents to chill.
Yes, Todd.
What if one of the in-laws has moved on and they have a special someone and the other one doesn't? Is that person or people invited to the party? Well, how does that work?
Well,
that's when one comes to Thanksgiving, the other comes to Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, probably safe.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't have, you know, your father-in-law's bringing his special friend Meanwhile, your mother-in-law is going, what's going on here?
Terrible situation.
Yes, Marv.
But sometimes it's not even like Thanksgiving. It might just be like a random Saturday where they're just both there at the same time. And it's
that's
like,
just called poor planning then, Marv.
Oh, it's all, and this isn't me?
It should just be a wedding. That's the only time that they should get together.
Or like graduations. What, birthday parties too. Those,
yeah.
My son's birthday party, that yeah. can be Michelle.
Yeah. Ouch.
Joe.
Mom, you promised. You promised. Mom, you promised. You promised.
And then you see why they're divorced. Like,
yes.
I see my mother-in-law walk into the other room like, Joe sometimes. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
Joe sometimes.
Draymond Green suspended 5 games. Celtics dropped the 76ers. Deshaun Watson season over. He talks about that. We'll hear from him. Josh Allen talks about the Bills' struggles. You got Bengals, Ravens tonight. The Ravens are giving 3.5 to the Bengals. Make sure you take advantage of Dan's deals. If you were on the newsletter last night, you had the first opportunity. Once they're gone, they're gone. And these are great holiday gifts. All deals at least 50% off. You're going to want to take advantage of it. Your holiday shopping can be done in one stop. Go to danpatrick.com, and you'll be good to go. All right. Let me see. A couple of phone calls in here. Poll question for hour two. Let's recap what we had in the first hour. And also, we'll have the MVP, the midseason most valuable player. Paul Feinbaum will join us a little bit later on as well. Seton, what do we have? Hour two.
What's your priority this time of year, football or family? Right now, 61% of the audience have football, which is accurate. As my guy House has said, family is around all year. Football isn't.
Well, nailed plus, it. This is anonymous that everybody is talking tough. If we were putting names to this, then the percentage might be a little bit changed.
Yeah, that means 39% of the audience have no sense of humor. No, it's always family.
Yes, of course it is.
Actually, it's just... I've been trying to workshop a poll question based off the NCAA and James Madison, because that is a JMU football.
Okay. James Madison is in its first year of playing, or second year of playing Division 1A, or Division 1 football, FBS, and they moved up, and they're undefeated this year. And they petitioned the NCAA to allow them to be bowl eligible. Well, they were denied yesterday by the NCAA. They're 10-0 in the Sun Belt. They're ranked number 21 in the latest top 25 poll. They host App State on Saturday, and College Game Day will be there for them. But they decided that Jacksonville State, Rich Rodriguez's team, trying to do the same. They want to play in a bowl game. Now, they could still play in a bowl game if there are not enough teams that are at 500 at their record. So there's 82 spots. There's 41 bowl games at the end of the regular season. James Madison is not eligible to play in the Sun Belt Conference championship game, despite being the only team that's still undefeated in league play. So I get it. You know, you want to be bowl eligible. You're 2 years in, and you go to the NCAA. Well, the NCAA, you know, now they could have been the, hey, let's hear it for the NCAA. You know what? They have a soft spot in their heart for, you know, some of these up-and-coming schools. But, okay, that's the rule. I mean, this isn't about a football team. This is about all of your sports programs, and they give you that two-year window to be able to get up to speed with some of the other schools you're going to be playing against. And James Madison is a nice story, but I just, here's my suggestion. How about Colorado and James Madison face each other in a bowl game? Because Colorado, they only have 4 wins. Maybe somebody is going to take those two and say, here's a great story. Undefeated team here, and you have Colorado with Deion. Maybe that could solve, you know, the problems here. I don't know if Deion cares about playing in a bowl game, but, you know, they would be one of the bigger draws. If you said, out of all the bowl team, you know, teams that are eligible, and you could also have Colorado, how many bowl games would go, we'll take Colorado? Because they're a draw. Now, you have teams that are eligible, and rightfully so, and they did all the things you're supposed to, and you win your conference, you get to go to this bowl game. I love that. I agree with that. But I am rooting for Colorado to be in a bowl game just because it'll be interesting. And if James Madison can get in there or Jacksonville State, great. All in favor. But the NCAA has a rule, and while we have question marks about the NCAA, we wonder about their authority. They laid down the law or reminded them of what the rule is, and they're not going to be eligible. Yes, Paul.
Going back to James Madison, their appeal, this rule was put in place in 2008 before NIL, before the transfer portal was basically invented. And James Madison, I know the rule is kind of vague. It says, we want to make sure these new FBS schools like James Madison or others, or Western Kentucky years ago, are up to speed in compliance, scholarships, maintenance of the facilities, academics, all that stuff. It appears that James Madison is overperforming since joining the FBS. They've gone to an entirely FBS / Division I schedule. They played at Virginia. That's a relatively big-time school. They're not playing Little Sisters of the Poor. They're not playing FBS school, FCS schools anymore. And what really bothers me about this entire thing is, if it's a hard rule and there's no flexibility on it, then don't have a hearing. Don't fake them out with a hearing. Don't have let them make an appeals process that you're not even going to entertain. Clearly, James Madison has outperformed the average team that jumps up to FBS, and they're clearly eligible for a high-end bowl. But don't bait us with a fake hearing. Because you know, a lot of schools that go up there, they don't do well. But this is a school that's outperformed. They sell out every game. They have more people in attendance than a lot of big schools do. So I think that it's a fake hearing. It's a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you should at least give them the hearing. And then, like, I think it would be worse to be like, we're not even listening to you.
Yeah.
I think that would be a way worse look for the NCAA. And while they're not playing, you know, Sisters of the Poor, they beat Troy 16-14. I don't know. They beat Old Dominion by 3.
Virginia at Virginia.
I don't know. They beat Georgia State.
It is awesome that they beat Virginia by 1, but that's not exactly
Virginia
Alabama.
Had one big win this year. And it was a big win. But it's not an impressive resume. They're undefeated. And therefore you go, all right, okay. And then you go, undefeated.
That's fair. Their strength of schedule is 99 out of 130. Now, yeah, check that. 96th strength of schedule as of right now out of 130.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it, you know. This is my problem. I think it's a little bold to be like, we're 10-0 against all these crap teams, and then be like, change the rules for us because we're 10-0 against our specifically designed weak schedule. It might be a Division I schedule, but it's designed to ease them in. It's not throwing them into the fire.
No,
they're playing those in the Sun Belt Conference, aren't they?
They're playing a full Sun Belt schedule, and they're playing no Division I.
Like, this is the schedule they'll have next year.
Yeah, okay.
And they play at North Carolina next year.
But it's not a heavy hitting schedule, though. It's like
But they can't do anything about that. They have to face the teams that are in their conference.
I think they should be happy to be ranked 18th with the teams that they're playing. They're ranked ahead of like Notre Dame right now. They should be happy that they are.
But should they be allowed to even be ranked if they're not eligible for the benefits of being ranked, of playing in a major bowl? And if they had, let's say they played this season Alabama and Michigan, they still would not be eligible. If they won those games, they still not be eligible according to this rule. This rule is quite antiquated. It's from like 2008. And there's a bunch of teams that have gone up from FCS to FBS and that were eligible to be in bowl games their first year. UTSA was 8-4. South Alabama, 6-6. App State, remember the way they went up in 2014? They were 7-5. They didn't get a bowl game. Georgia Southern was 9-3 their first year of FBS and wasn't allowed in a bowl game. As many teams succeed in their first year as struggle.
So what did we learn here?
It's a good topic.
Yeah. I don't know if people are going to come to the defense, the rallying cry with James Madison.
I think people are, actually. I think it's a hotter take to be like, no, you don't deserve it.
Well, you can say you deserve it because you're winning your conference, but you're not going to be in your conference championship game and you're not eligible. People want to reward somebody who goes undefeated. I get that. I just don't know. What's the rallying cry? How does ESPN approach this weekend? How big a deal is this for ESPN when they're there with this topic on campus with James Madison? I would imagine that'll be front and center. I imagine a lot of your signs are going to have to do with that bowl eligible.
Yes, what does the NIL and transfer portal have to do with their story this year?
When the rule was put in place for this, when you bump up, NIL and transfer portal was not really in play, especially NIL. And this would allow you, if you had the right benefactor, to improve rapidly. Like, let's say, for whatever reason, James Madison had a billionaire donor. Mm. Or how about Liberty? Liberty has billionaire donors. And they went from a nobody to a semi-power team really quickly.
Were they bowl eligible in their first 2 years?
No.
Okay. I mean, there is precedent here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The rule is very hard. I don't understand why you would have a hearing of a rule that you're not going to flex on.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't want to be heard.
Oh, you'd want to be heard, but you want... I'm saying, like, why have a hearing that you would never entertain the case of the person appealing? Like, if the NCAA had a hearing last night and they ruled against them, what is there one that they would make an exception for? Is there any possibility? Is there anything James Madison could have done? 26,000 people a week, full stadium, winning their games last year. It appears that the NCAA had a faux hearing for them that was not really designed to give them a fair chance.
But then they're going to have a hearing on Jacksonville State. Then they're going to have a hearing on Tarleton State. So they ruled against them as well with James Madison. The NCAA, I don't know how functioning they are. I don't know how much they care about these things. It feels like they're like, wait, what's going on? Yeah, we'd like to play in a bowl game. Oh, well, let me see if we got a rule. Yeah, we got a rule against that. Can you at least hear our case? Well, let me see if I can get, hey, Tommy. Wake up, Tommy. Yeah, we'll get a hearing together. Yeah, we'll get a hearing together. I don't know if the NCAA, like, puts priority on any of this stuff.
I just don't know that you... I get stuck on, like, you just don't change all of the rules because this one team had one good year their first time out. I don't know that you do that.
Well, this is their second year.
Yeah. But they had a good year this year.
Yeah, great year, undefeated. But
I still don't see how.
But then Jacksonville State would be eligible as well. I think they have one loss.
Yeah, you can make the case.
Yeah. No, Jacksonville State is 7-3 overall, 5-1 in the league.
You know what solves all of this?
What?
Let's guess. We've talked about it before. You're probably the first person nationally.
Relegation.
Promotion and relegation.
Relegation.
Let's go. You win your way into the best league. You lose your way out of the best leagues. There you go.
Relegation.
It's easy.
Come on.
But hey, we beat up UConn. That was a class win.
Yes, Paul.
It is fun. It's interesting that it was ruled against 2 days before game day is there, which spikes up the story. It's such an ironic thing that the NCAA rules 2 days before and then game day will be there.
Right. When we come back, the MSMVP, the midseason most valuable player, and your phone calls. And we play good idea, bad idea. We'll hear from Deshaun Watson and Josh Allen as well. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Time to play the game. Who is the MS MVP, midseason MVP, in the National Football League? All right, let's see. Todd, I'll let you go first. Who is your midseason MVP?
My pick, and he's going to prove it further tonight. I'm going to go give it to Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, Seton O'Connor.
Yes. Lamar Jackson, my preseason MVP. I have him as the midseason MVP.
Okay. Marvin?
I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. All right. Holy.
This team would be in big trouble without him. They're 6-3. They're a half game behind Lamar Jackson. T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Value.
I'm going to take C.J. Stroud of my Texans. Yep. His value to his team. His team has a winning record. He plays as much of a role, if not more so, than any other player in the NFL for his team. As of right now, name me all the other great players on the Texans that come to mind.
J.J. Watt.
He's not on there anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant historically.
No, sorry. No, I'm talking now. Historically. Yes, Paul.
Maybe to keep this going, could we come up with the least valuable player, least midseason least valuable player? We may need some time to noodle on that.
Wow.
Well, we're mean spirited. We got a little positivity in there for about 2 minutes. Least valuable.
That's
mean spirit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want to do that.
I will. I'll throw out. I really had to twist my arm. I'll go Daniel Jones of the Giants. All the stuff he did last year, people were buying into him.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
Yeah, but when he wasn't, he played like he was.
Yeah, but we're hurting him even more.
No offense.
How about Deshaun Watson?
He was starting to get valuable.
He was. For one half last week, now gone for the rest of the season. Here's Deshaun Watson on the injury.
All the experts and doctors was the ones that told me that it was no chance. So I pushed as far as I possibly could to get back out there and just try to play and try to push it towards after the season. But I think the best situation for, I guess, longevity in my career is to be able to get immediate surgery, and that's what all the experts said. So, I gotta follow their footsteps and go from there.
Okay. Yeah, he was going to shoot it up and try to play, and then they said you could risk further damage, maybe permanent damage, and he shuts it down. Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, talking about his offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, being fired.
I love Dorsey as a human being. He's one of the good ones. He's been in this room with me for a very long time. It's sad to see him go. We play better as a team. We probably don't have to make a move like that.
Yeah, I don't think you're firing him if you don't have 12 men on the field, right? Did anybody say to Josh Allen at the press conference, do you agree with your coach to fire Ken Dorsey? Right? He could have said, hey, look, I didn't want him fired, you know, didn't need to be fired. And he did take blame for it, but I don't know if anybody pressed Josh Allen. Did they run it by you, Josh? Did they tell you what they were going to do? Like, I'd just be curious about that. But if you don't have 12 men on the field, who made that mistake? Is he still employed? And he probably is as your offensive coordinator. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to hold on to the job, but now they want to shake things up. You have the season on the brink. You're 5-5. What if it gets worse? Then what happens here? Yes, Eden.
Do you agree with the firing thing's a little bit of a gotcha?
True. But I don't know
either way he answers, it's a controversy.
Well, but your job is to find out where he stands on this. What if he doesn't want a new offensive coordinator? What if he's not happy about that? Can you... How much, and look, that's a small market, local market, and you don't want to be a villain in a room like that. But I'm just curious, how did you find out that they were moving on from Ken Dorsey? I think you can broach the topic without it being something as direct as, did you, you know, agree with Coach that Ken Dorsey should be fired? He does talk about Ken Dorsey, the man, a lot. And that's what I was curious about. Is he saying he's an unbelievable offensive coordinator? You know, he said, look, he's helped me. He's been in this room for a long time. But he's talking about the person that was let go. Yes.
But I think sometimes that's a thing that, like, doing this side of things for work, we lose sight of. Like, Josh Allen and Ken Dorsey spent a lot of time together, and they know each other personally.
Mm-hmm.
And we just look at it as, like, who's more to blame, him or him? Rather than the human dynamic of it, you know? So I think it's kind of nice what Josh Allen had said. And I think that athletes take coaches getting fired more personally than we think.
Oh, yeah, and that's probably the most important person, aside from Josh Allen's girlfriend, in his life, is Ken Dorsey, because you're spending so much time with that person.
Very rarely do coaches get fired when you guys are all playing well. So it's like, yeah, we played so bad that we got this guy fired.
Yes, Marv.
And that's another big reason why ownership and the GM in the front office will always ask their best player how you feel about, hey, we might move on from a new coach.
Okay, can you ask him if, we should move on from Ken Dorsey? Do you run it by him? Do you tell him we've made a decision, just want to give you a heads up?
I think you just give him a heads up.
Yeah. But what if he says... No, you can't.
They say, oh, well, tough luck doing it anyway.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that is an interesting dynamic. For years, we've heard that, like, Tom Brady was nothing was run by him before, but he was given a heads up of a decision, which I don't know how much you believe that, but that, because once you do the precedent, it seemed like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay wanted to be included in the decision making, not informed of the decision, which is a big difference.
Well, he wasn't even informed that they were going to take Jordan Love. He was given a heads up after they had decided they were taking Jordan Love. They didn't say to him prior to the draft, hey, if this guy is there when we draft, we're taking him. And I thought that's fair to Aaron Rodgers. You're telling him this is what you're doing. He may not like it, but look, we want to tell you that if this is... Now, he might say, well, then I don't want to be here anymore if you're drafting my successor. Yeah. Because he might go, hey, you know, this is what Favre went through when you drafted me. But I think there's certain players at certain times you should run things by them. And you might, they might not be able to change your mind, but you should be able to tell them, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're leaning towards doing this. Yes, Mark.
Have you ever seen like a franchise or a team, they have to ask the star players for permission? Before they have to, you know, make a move like that?
I'm sure that happened with Jordan. But then keep in mind, when Jordan first got to Chicago, he wanted his friends there. And management said, no, no, we're not bringing in these players. Or we're going to get rid of some of these players. And they're the reason why Mike won championships. They built a roster around him. If you let Mike build that roster, he might have built a roster that's similar to the rosters that, you know, he built in Carolina. Yes, Paul.
You can go back to Deshaun Watson right before all the legal trouble started, weeks before the legal trouble started. It was January of 21. He was upset because he didn't get input with the GM on the new coach. And it was a big story. And there was a, we talked about it for days. Should your young star quarterback have input or a heads up on the coach you're going to bring in? And he was upset he didn't get it. That story went away because 3 weeks later he got in a big jam.
Well, he wanted Eric Bieniemy to be interviewed and didn't get that. You know, would I have run it by him? No, probably not. Not at that age. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, is there a certain point that you get to where it's like, all right, now you're run by worthy?
If you have a ring, then you're run by worthy. I mean, but what was Watson at the time, 24, and now he wants to have a say in who the coach is going to be? I would just say, this is why we're bringing in this guy. This is why we're not bringing in this guy. And at least you give him the respect that he can be in the room to talk about that. Rob Gronkowski, he had some things to say about Mac Jones. Should Mac Jones stay with the Patriots? Here's Gronk.
If I was Mac Jones as well, okay, listen to me out. He's not respected in New England. Coach Belichick has played all these games with him. Bailey Zappi isn't even close to being on Mac Jones' level. You should never, ever sit Mac Jones. You tried it once. You tried it twice. It's not working. Now he's doing it again. He won't name a starting quarterback. He's not respected there. I think Mac Jones should ultimately, even right now, should just go ask for his release. If you're talking to me about what he should do, ask for his release. And then if it's granted, he should go sign with the Cleveland Browns and start a new career right in the league.
All right, that's Gronk with Kay Adams. That's real analysis from Gronk. Like, that's a real opinion. They're not going to release him. He's got one more year on his deal. He doesn't make more than $1 million, I think. What's he make, Paulie?
He's on that rookie deal where the last year he'll get paid about $2.8 million next year. But that's very low to get rid of.
Yeah. And there could be a new coach in New England. Now, that could decide if Mac Jones stays or he goes. But there's still, I mean, there's so much football left to be played. And is Bailey Zappi going to be the starting quarterback the rest of the season? Now you have Mac Jones as the third string quarterback in New England. Also, here was a name that was brought up yesterday for the Cleveland Browns. Cam Newton. What do you think about that? Now, he's supposed to join us next week, but if he would happen to go to the Cleveland Browns, he probably wouldn't be joining us. But that was presented as, hey, what about Cam Newton? I don't know what the downside would be to that. You have a team that's ready to win now. I love Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but I don't think he's ready for this moment right now. I hope he's great, in his debut against the Steelers. Cam's 34. Would you take a chance? Would you bring him in? Would you kick the tires on that? I would. Like, okay, who gives us a better chance? PJ Walker, DTR, or Cam Newton? How long would it take for Cam to get ready to play? I guess that's what you have to ask. Like, could he get ready in 2 weeks? 3 weeks? What's your record by then? Yes, Marv.
Do you give DTR maybe 2 or 3 weeks? All right, let's see what he can do. And say if you're 2-1, you stick with him.
But I have to bring in Cam to get ready in case he isn't. So if he plays 3 games and you go 1-2, then you can't go, well, let's bring in Cam, because then you got to wait 2 or 3 weeks for him to get up to speed.
And I think you're okay with bringing Cam Newton in regardless, because I think you said it in Above the Noise earlier. Like, you need a quality backup. But it's hard because Cam's not your normal backup, so anytime DTR would do something wrong, the camera would pan the Cam. So I'm not sure how that would work, but I would bring him in regardless.
Yeah, Paulie.
Would you consider, I know this might be dumb, Matt Ryan? He was playing football this time last year. Cam Newton wasn't. I mean, it's a little less rust. I bet Matt Ryan would say yes in a second, by the way. The chance to be in a playoff game. Yeah. I know. It's not ideal.
What's worse, playing bad football or not playing at all?
Yeah, Matt Ryan had a tough year last year. He threw 14 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yes, Marvin.
Are we just more intrigued with the idea of these guys instead of actually them as a player currently? Like, boy, if Cam Newton 2015, all right, well, just 2023.
Well, it's the concept of it.
Right.
Yes, it is the idea of, okay, all right. You know, Cam was not good at all when he was with New England. I'm just throwing it out there because it was mentioned yesterday. Should the Browns look at Cam Newton? And I thought, yeah, look at, sure. Unless you're totally all in on your, you know, DTR, you got a rookie quarterback or PJ Walker, and I don't know if they're all in with anybody right now. Yes, Seton.
Am I imagining, I mean, maybe things have gotten better, but wasn't it like Cam can't throw the ball further than 15 yards and like there were a lot of issues there with him?
Maybe his shoulder's healthy now.
Maybe it's healthy now.
Maybe he's healthy.
Maybe.
Yeah. I like when somebody sits out, you know, hey, not a lot of wear and tear on that body in the last couple of years. Yeah, Paul.
I've been sitting around for decades. I'm not getting any healthier.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm faster. My shoulders work better.
Doesn't make me any better.
All I do is sit around.
Yeah.
I don't do anything. My knees are killing me.
I'm sore from nothing.
Sean in Florida. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Danettes. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good. I wanted to redeem myself for my trivia question last weekend, but also wanted to throw out there the most midseason has definitely got to be Travis Kelce, right, with all the publicity he's got in the NFL with the Swifties and whatnot. And least valuable would probably be Bryce Young with the expectations and what he's done with nothing compared to what CJ's been able to do with just about – yeah, CJ's been able to do a lot more with nothing over there. But I wanted to say, went to school with Matt Prater. I know you guys were talking about him a few weeks ago. I think he should be up there in the list of some of the greatest kickers just by longevity, if nothing else. But quick shout-out to Estero High School, class of 02. But he was one of the only kickers to have thrown a touchdown in the NFL. Do you guys know who has thrown the most?
What kicker has thrown the most touchdown passes?
Correct. That is, but he was not also a quarterback. Like Blanda and Bob Waterfield were kickers, but they also were quarterbacks. So non-quarterback kicker who has thrown the most touchdowns.
How about Paul Hornung?
Great guess. But Fred Cohn with 4 touchdowns.
Thank you.
All right, Fred.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, kind of screwed us up. We were going to do Matt Prater's place in NFL history tomorrow show.
Prater's going to.
Got to redo the rundown.
Prater's going to. Prate?
I'm a Prater.
Prate.
Yeah. Is Travis Kelce the league MVP? Like, coverage-wise? Like, no, he's the network MVP. Mm. If you had network executives, they would say Travis Kelce, the network MVP, mid-season MVP. Yes, Marv.
Unrelated to anything that you're talking about right now.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Right. Hey, tomorrow I'm going to do new wave music for Friday. New wave.
Okay. When we come back, I need the definition of new wave. I don't know what the definition is. I do know new wave when I hear new wave. Maybe we can bring up some suggestions here from Music Friday. All right. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Major League Baseball owners voted today to allow the Oakland A's to move to Las Vegas, paving the way for second relocation of a baseball team in the last half century. I don't know where the Oakland A's are playing next year and then the year after that and then the year after that, because I don't know if the Las Vegas stadium is going to be ready anytime soon for a couple of years. They have a lease with the Oakland Coliseum, and it expires after the 2024 season, and they've yet to solidify plans of where they're going to play. The Las Vegas stadium is supposed to be ready in 2028. Yeah, Paulie.
A few options that have been mentioned by their ownership group was San Francisco's Oracle Park, or the Las Vegas AAA ballpark where the Aviators play.
Yeah,
in down in Vegas.
Okay. Oakland can't hold on to a team. I mean, the Warriors were in Oakland. They moved to downtown San Francisco. The Raiders have bounced back and forth. You know, L.A., Carson. Now you're in Las Vegas. Now the A's are going there. And then all of these leagues, they were so fearful of what was happening in Vegas. And if you put a team in Vegas, and now we got a football team there, we have a baseball team going there, we're going to have an NBA team going there. Everybody's fine with gambling, except for Calvin Ridley. Yeah, they didn't want Calvin Ridley to, you know, ruin the golden goose here. Like, hey, don't let people think that you could be manipulated on a football field if you get into gambling debts here. College is where it happens, and it's going to continue to happen. You have no oversight there. And I think that's where, if there's a scandal and it has to do with gambling and point shaving, it'll be in the college ranks. Yeah, Pauline.
If you guys own the Oakland A's, preface this by saying when the Oakland Raiders moved to Las Vegas, they kept the name, they kept the uniform, they just changed the town. If you own the Oakland A's, would you be the Las Vegas A's, green and gold, everything stays the same, or you completely redo it? New look, new name, new everything. One or the other.
I guess I would keep the name A's, and I'd keep the colors. There's a rich tradition here with that team. I don't know if you just scrub everything and say, you know, we're reinventing ourselves. You know, the Raiders are the Las Vegas Raiders. Same colors, same logo. Yes, Marv.
And also, isn't this the fifth city with the name Athletics?
Kansas City Athletics, Philly Athletics,
Oakland, Vegas.
Vegas.
So just keep it.
Yeah.
Like when the Houston Oilers, they moved 96 to Tennessee.
Yeah.
They were the Tennessee Oilers for two seasons.
Yeah.
They kind of had a two-year gap, and then they changed everything. Logo, name, colors, everything.
All right, so I'm not sure where they'll play. I don't know if it matters to them, but the stadium's not supposed to be ready. I guess the stadium's right on the strip, and they're talking about a $1.5 billion stadium that's going to be there. I'm assuming you'd have multiple use stadium. Are you going to have a domed stadium given the temperature there for the summer? Do you have a retractable roof? I'm hoping for. I don't know what you get for $1.5 billion anymore. Yes, Mark.
Not what you used to. I'll tell you that.
Doesn't go as far as you think it does.
Nope.
Yes, Marv.
And capacity should be about 35,000.
That's what they're looking at. Yep. 35,000. Yeah, Paulie.
How about instead of a roof, you have a playing card that just folds over. It opens up and it's an ace, and it folds back down.
Okay.
Someone else will figure it out. Some engineer can figure that out. Slot machine center field, you see all the colors.
No, that's the scoreboard.
Yeah, the scoreboard.
Scoreboard, like, bloop, yeah. Bloop, 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 bloop. You know, get all these flashing lights. Yes, Todd?
Can they play on felt instead of grass?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Felt.
Bloop.
How about the bases look like dice?
Right, yeah. Beautiful.
How about that?
We're giving this all to them.
Yeah, for free. We're giving it away for free. New wave music. Can somebody give me the definition of new wave music? Paulie?
Definitely one of my wheelhouses. I would say European music, especially from the early 80s and mid 80s. The Cure, you know, Modern English, Devo, Talking Heads, Simple Minds. Duran Duran would be an alpha dog.
Okay, I know when I hear it, but I don't know what the definition is.
That's the only time that's ever been said, by the way. Duran Duran would be an alpha dog.
Oh, in the new wave milieu, they took over MTV.
Okay.
Milieu.
But I think the only person who's ever been on the show who used the word milieu was Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
He said, it's my milieu. And I went, damn.
Think European bands of the 80s.
I know, but what is the definition of new wave music?
A little more synth than guitars.
Can somebody look up the definition?
It's like, well, Dan, it's art, okay? Can't just be defined.
Can't define art.
Gosh, you know that. I would say it's a little more, it's like an early version of like a punkish kind of feel, but with more of a like, what is that funny?
Synthesize.
With more of like a pop sensibility.
I'm just trying to stay in my lane.
There's not going to be a mosh pit.
I just want to stay in my lane. I just worry that I'm going to veer out of my lane and get scolded.
Yeah, but it seems right. It's like a softening of punk, more keyboards, less tattoos and violence, like the punk bands. Well, there were not going to be a mosh pit at the Depeche Mode concert.
Okay.
Been a bunch.
Yes, Mark.
This is a question for you guys.
There might be at a New Order show, though.
Is Stepping Out by Joe Jackson a new wave song?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe Jackson is a new wave king. Very popular.
Okay.
European guy.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Big country.
Rarely on this show. Yeah. We're going to learn something from Paul Feinbaum coming up next hour. It's a Friendsgiving. We got the turkey on the Traeger out there. Everybody's in a good mood. Morale is high. One more hour in this Thursday when we return.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.